Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Let me encourage you with one of the most famous verses in the world, and that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My dear brothers and sisters, in the deepest sense, love is a prerequisite of the whole Christian faith. It begins with God, since His basic attribute is love. The Bible records that in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. The Father then supplied a model of sacrificial love by providing salvation for man through the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Also, He gave us the indwelling Holy Spirit so we could respond to Him and seek to imitate His love to service in service to others. How our society languishes for a living demonstration of God's love by Christians in every relationship of life. Reflecting seriously on God's redemptive love in sending His only Son to suffer and die for each of us personally should create within us a deep sense of unworthiness and devotion. Why should the Creator of the universe do all this for me? I was rebellious, a sinner, an enemy of God, yet He pursued and loved me. The amazing thrill of the gospel is that we do not have to become good first in order to be loved by God. We are already loved just as we are. It is impossible to define that and describe that divine love and the transformation it produces in the life that receives it by faith. But this love can be experienced by anyone who desires it. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect seriously on all that Christ did to provide us with personal salvation and a restored fellowship with Almighty God. In light of this, consider your own unworthiness with a grateful response. Ask the Lord to fill your heart with that abundance of love and grace so that you will be in turn be able to love one another and to serve one another with the love of Christ. Amen. I was listening to this very beautiful hymn written by Robert Harkness, an Australian gospel musician, and he wrote, "Love sent my Savior to die in my stead. Why should He love me so? Meekly to Calvary's cross He has led. Why should He love me so? Nails pierced His hands and His feet for my sin. Why should He love me so? He suffered so my salvation to win. Why should He love me so? Oh, how He agonized there in my place. Why should He love me so? Nothing withholding my sin is Ephesus. Why should He love me so?" Then the chorus goes, "Why should He love me so? Why should He love me so? Why should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should He love me so?" So beautiful hymn. Enjoy it as I give you the link for you to hear it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for Lord God Almighty that you loved us so dearly. That you, Lord, for God so loved the world. You loved everybody, Lord, on this planet earth. And you desired, O Father God, that none will perish. That's why you sent your one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you, Lord, that today we believe in you. I thank you that today our names are written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, today we have the perspective of eternity in our lives. Today, Lord, we want to say thank you for we have experienced the love of Jesus in our lives, O Father, and we bless you, we give you the glory and the honor. Today, Lord, saturate us with the love of God. O Father God, and I pray that that love will overflow from our belly, reaching the unreached people, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. Father God, I thank you today. O Lord God Almighty, I pray that as your people step out to their jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, let your grace and glory abound upon them, O Father. You will enlarge their territory, increase their borders. I pray you will take away every pain from their midst, that they will behold the glory of the living God. I also thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. We thank you because we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. Healing is the birthright of the believers. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that everyone who is not feeling well or those who are in hospitals, Father, they'll be healed, made whole right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, O God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. There'll be great testimonies and there'll be great miracles that will take place in our midst, and we'll give Jesus all the glory. Even today, O Father God, you'll give us souls. Even today, we will be a great testimony of the love of Jesus all around us, in our workplaces and our businesses, in our schools and our colleges, wherever we are. O Lord God Almighty, we truly will be the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.